بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. The surah we're going to discuss is surah Al-Fajr. Try and pick up the words, try and pick up the message. In the surah, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala will speak about that every person in this world who comes makes mistakes. There are some people who feel bad about it. They see the favors of Allah. They understand Allah's favors is coming to me not because I'm worthy of it. It makes them shy when they sin. And for them Allah has created the days and the nights of mercy. There are other people who see the favors of Allah. Everyone gets Allah's favors. Some get Lord big favors, but everyone gets favors. Everyone is getting wind, everyone is getting waters, everyone is getting something to breathe. The favor of Allah is on everyone. Some people feel shy about it. And they say, He continues showering me with favors, I continue carrying on with evil. Others don't feel shy. There are those who see the favors of Allah. Firaun saw it, the people of Ad saw it, the people of Thamud saw it. Instead of feeling shy, they started saying, who is greater than us? Everyone sees. The people of Gaza see, the people of Israel see. The people of Gaza, after seeing the favors of Allah, no matter what happens to them, they'll still say, but Allah has been kind to us. The people of Israel, they seeing Allah's favors falling on them day and night, and they bomb other people there. But still no punishment is coming. They see the favors of Allah and they start saying that because He has honored us, meaning I'm worthy of something. And then when Allah Tabarak Ta'ala takes away from these people, then instead of getting a slap, normally when you get a slap you wake up. It's called tambi. But these people, instead of getting that slap and changing, they actually become angry with Allah. And they say, how could you do what you did? You get two groups. The surah speaks about it. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, don't you know of the people of Ad? Don't you know of the people of Samud? Don't you know of the people of Fir'aun? Three groups are mentioned. Then Allah speaks to all of us. He says, you are the same. When I'll give you, you'll be one of two. Either you're the man who takes and feels shy, or you're the one who takes and you think you are worthy of something. Then Allah says, what you are worthy of? What good have you ever done? The most you have done is you love wealth. You steal people's inheritance. You will never worry of feeding somebody else. You only worry of your stomach. This is the crux of the surah. So now we will translate this thing. But the unique part of the surah is how the qasam, the surah starts. Wal fajr. By the oath of fajr. This fajr means the 10th of Zulhijjah. وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ And those nights that come just before the 10th. Normally it's 9 nights, but the Arabs they call it the 10 nights. So when the first of Zulhijjah, second of Zulhijjah, Allah's mercy is falling. Falling, falling. And as that mercy is falling, every sinner, we all sinners, but every sinner who's really shy, daily he goes one level closer to Allah. And when that 10th comes, now why is going so high on those days? When the first of Zulhijjah comes, he already says, I need to find my animal. So he goes out looking for an animal. The price of the animal now doesn't matter at all to him. That night his only thought is, I need an animal to slaughter from Allah. The next is the second, they start saying, get the knife sharp. They say, get some food for the animal. That entire 10 days, the man who's far from the haram, he's thinking of how to sacrifice for Allah. And as for the man who's going for Hajj, when the first of Zulhijjah comes, he can even be in Makkah. They tell him, go to Aziziyah. He goes there. Sometimes Aziziyah is a good hotel. Sometimes Aziziyah had no one staying for 1 year. So the people to welcome him more than people are cockroaches. That night in Azizia, you see the cockroaches saying like, who came? You just see them running away like, that's Azizia. But when he goes, he's not worried. In his mind is only one thing, Hajj. So from that night, because his mind is in 10 days' time, I will cry to Allah. Walayalin ash, so much mercy falls on those. In preparation until you come to Al-Fajr. The Fajr of the day of Zulhijjah. Meaning now it's going to be Mina, now it's going to be bloodshed for Allah, now it's going to be what and what happening. How much of blood for Allah? How many people going? How many people pelting? How many people now standing there at Muzdalifah? From Muzdalifah they moving over to Mina. They trying to make their tawaf on the 10th of Zulhijjah. Makkah Mukarramah, if you're there for Hajj. Many people think Arafat is the day. So Arafat is the day. Arafah is Hajj. But many people think that Arafat is the tiring day. The tiring day starts after Arafat, not Arafat. So you'll see on Arafat, one man will say, I want to go to Jabalur Rahmah, the mouth of mercy. I told the man, Allah's mercy will find us in the tent. But you have to go so far, it's hot. He said, Jabalur Rahmah is just around the corner. I'm thinking, how that happened? South Africa, so lucky. How we got so close to Jabalur Rahmah? So I carried on in the tent. Afterwards, he told me, I went Jabalur Rahmah. I was like, you're so lucky, like you went. I came out, I'm going to the toilet. He's pointing to me, Jabalur Rahmah. I'm looking, I think that's like one small mountain there, like wrong direction. Jabalur Rahmah is the other side. But at least for him, it was his mountain. He went, he climbed. You can have a stroke at that time. It's so hot. Allah's mercy will find you. But people, Arafat, like I'll do everything and sleep. But when Arafat is finished, now they'll come tell you the buses are almost ready, get ready. Everyone starts getting ready for what? Now you're not going to any five-star hotel to sleep. Now when you tell you, yeah, the buses are around the corner, there's no corners now. That corner is not coming because there's no corners. I remember they told us, take water with you, you'll need it in Muzdalifah. Take water. So my friends started carrying the water. You'll need it for toilet, you'll need to drink, whatever you'll need it for, you're carrying water. As you're carrying water, that corner is not coming, the bus is not coming. Because every time he's stopping, the police officer is banging, man, carry on. Now he stops somewhere else, as he's waiting, we're almost there, carry on. He's gone. I remember the time came when my friends are walking and they see some Indonesians. And they tell the Indonesians, you need water. Those people said, yes, take. They're making jazakallah. Because the burden, who's going to carry that burden of water? Normally in that small tent in Mina, they give you, you pay a lot, but they give you a small blanket. Now you'll get a South African who got the best blankets at home. But because they paid for that small blanket, they'll carry that blanket also. Never to be used in life. But on that journey, they're walking with that. That blanket also, they don't want to leave. So hard. It's just starting. Wal Fajr. Allah, how much mercy falls the next day. People are tired that night. They finally reached. They reached Muzdalifah. They finished. Normally when you just finish, the first thing you do is say, let's go toilet, make wuzu, read my Maghrib and Isha, and sleep. So first question, let's go toilet. He asks his friend, where's the toilet? They say, in Muzdalifah, there's no toilets. You should have gone in Arafat in the toilet. Where are you? I was on the mountain. He said, the toilets were there. You should have gone to the toilet. There's no toilets here. If you want to go around the corner, there's no corners, but there's no corners. So you can't. The first one, go toilet. Suddenly you say, leave it out. Tomorrow I'll go toilet. Second thing, let's make wuzu. You got water. Where's the water? We gave it to the Indonesians. Who's going to carry the water? Looking for water. They say, around the corner there's a tap. There are no corners there. You can carry on walking in the dark. Find water. By the time you find it, you finish your Maghrib, your Isha, you're so tired. You just want to sleep and someone say you collected your pebbles. Collected your pebbles. What pebbles? That you have to tell the shaitan. So he said, how many pebbles? Seven. He said, seven. Seven for the first day. And the next day, 7, 14, 21. And the next day, 7, 14, 21. And because you're such a friend of shaitan, pelt him one more day. 7, 14, 21. And normally our people like to do things nice. So they're not just going to grab like pebbles. They want to like look at each pebble. I remember some friends had even their small water. And each pebble they were washing like, to make sure it was clean. They said, when I pelt the devil, at least I want to do a good job in it. Pelt him with a dirty pebble, he's dirty himself. But they actually were cleaning that. My one friend, he works with diamonds. So normally the diamond man has this thing you put on your head and it gives a light. He brought that for Hajj. So when he's looking for his pebbles, he can find the best pebble to pelt the shaitan. How long that, searching for diamonds it was that night. Put your pebble, look at it, like this one, inside, this one, inside, this one, inside. So much. So much is done. You look at the people and you like laugh, like, are you not tired? But when Allah is looking, so much of mercy is for him. It's coming to that morning, wal fajr. And then that morning hits, that's the fajr of the 10th of Zulhijjah. Arafat is finished. The walk from Arafat to Muzdalifah is finished. Standing in Muzdalifah, trying to sleep in Muzdalifah, under the stars, nothing, waiting, waiting, waiting. All of that day, Allah Ta'ala says, by the Qasam of Fajr. That when that Fajr just hits, everyone is forgiven. Everyone is forgiven. How happy he is. You stood in Arafat, the whole world is getting ready to slaughter the animals. Wal Fajri. For some people, the mercy of Allah cannot miss them. That Fajr hits and they all get forgiven. And there are some people in the world that they miss every mercy of Allah. This is how the surah starts. Some miss everything. Look at the beginning, wal fajri. Look at the end of the surah, ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. Oh, that nafs that has now become content. Irji'i ila rabbik. It's time to come back to your Allah. He is happy with you, you happy with him. Fadkhuli fi ibadi. You did very well. Now go and enjoy in my Jannah with my slaves. The beginning, first verse, wal fajri. So much mercy is falling. End verse, now come to Allah. You've done your job. The surah shows that if you want to, you will find the mercy of Allah. You won't miss it. And the in between the surah is the opposite. That if someone wants to be stubborn, nations they were, Allah gave them everything. Turned off. Is there someone hotspot here?
Technology got a jinn in it, that color. For some reason, that jinn never ever left. Me and gadgets. One day someone sold me something. I said, you know, me and gadgets. You make sure it works. He said, this works for everyone. He said, my first time in my life this happened. I said, for me, it happened a lot of times. It just don't work with me, these things.
So, wal fajri and the end of the surah. Walayalin ash, and the 9 nights that are just 9 nights of mercy, how it found the world. Now Allah Tabarakallah says, now I'll show you other nights where people never found any good. Washafi wal watri. Allah says, by the qasam of the nights which were even, shaf wal watri and odd, these were the 7 nights. Sab'a layal wa thamaniyata ayyam, and 8 days. It came on the nation of Ad. This was like in the first group who were punished severe by Allah. Nabi Hud alayhi salam comes, he invites them. Makkah Mukarrama, Hijaz is, I don't want to draw it now, but if you look at my hand, you will see this is Hijaz. This is where Makkah Mukarrama is. On this side, there is waters, we call it the Red Sea. This side. On the other side of the Red Sea will come the lands of Egypt. So this is Hijaz, Makkah Mukarrama. If you come down, you're going to Yemen. Where Yemen is with the people of Nabi Hud alayhi salam. They were called Ad, Ahqaf. Where you got Hijaz, you're coming down by Yemen, close to Yemen. This group was so mighty, that when they stood, it was like a palm tree. You see the palm tree outside? That was them. They were like giants. سبع ليال وثمانية أيام. They had 7 nights and 8 days of hell in this world. The wind just started. And after that 7 nights and 8 days, 8 days or even, 7 nights odd, والشفعي والوتري, by the oath of those even and odd days and nights. For one group, وليالي عشر, والفجر, for one group there is the 10 nights of Zulhijjah, and then there is the Fajr of Zulhijjah. So much of goodness. For another group, there were 7 nights and 8 days of hell. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ, and the last, by the oath of the night, one meaning إِذَا يَسْرِ, when Musa alayhi salam traveled at night, and Fir'aun was running behind him. For one group, Musa alayhi salam and the people with him, the waters opened up, Allah's mercy came. And for one group, Fir'aun and the people, the water closed and Allah's adab came. Both of them moved. Now let's look at the customs again. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, the 10th of Zulhijjah, and the nights before it, so much of goodness. For another nation, 7 nights, 8 days, so much of punishment. And then the last one verse, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ, and think of one night, when Musa alayhi salam went. That same night for one group was Rahmah, same place for one group was Adab. Same place, same night. Meaning sometimes in life, they'll say it's Christmas night tonight. For some people, Christmas night is Jahannam. And another group says we'll spend it in the masjid, for them it's Jannah. Same night. When the mercy of Allah comes, it can hit one brother and it can spoil the other brother. One brother is downstairs, one brother is upstairs. Down and up. The one who is upstairs is being pious for many years. The one who is downstairs, he is being a transgressor for many years. Now thought comes in the one down. I want to change my life. So he screams to his brother up. The one on top starts saying, how long I'm going to be good? I think I'd rather join my brother down. This one runs out of his house, top house, running to the stairs. He says, I'm tired of being good. That one at the bottom, he says, how long I'm going to cheat against Allah? I'm tired of being bad. Same. That one comes to the stairs, he slips. This one is standing at the bottom. That one was good for so long, and he ended off, I'm tired of being good. This one was bad for so long, he ended off, I'm tired of being bad. He comes in front. That one comes to the steps. That one slips and tumbles, rolling, rolling, bang, this one. Both of them die. Both die. When the angels will come, the man who lived whole life good, but the mercy of Allah missed him. The man who lived whole life bad, the mercy of Allah got him. Same place. So close. This surah is to say you don't know where Allah's mercy is going to hit. Firaun and Musa alayhi salam, they were running on the same path. One got the mercy, the waters opened up. One missed the mercy, punishment came. Same waters. For one person, wal fajri, the night of the tenth, the fajr of the tenth, and the night before it will be Allah's mercy. For another person, Allah's punishment. For the people of Aad, 7 nights and 8 days for them was Qiyamah. And for Nabi Hud alayhi salam, this was the mercy of Allah. In the same place the mercy of Allah comes. هَلْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ قَسَمْ What in this is not an oath sufficiently ذِي حِجْرِ For the person of intelligence. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ Did you not see what your Allah did with the people of Aad? Iram. They were from the progeny of Iram. ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ They were people of huge buildings because they were so huge. لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ The like of these buildings were not made in the world. وَثَمُودِ Now if you look at Hijaz and you come down to Yemen, that's the place of Aad. And if you had to go up, going up or slightly to the side of Hijaz, but going upwards, that was the place of Thamud. وَثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَابُوا الصَّخْرَ بِالْوَادِ And Thamud who used to carve in the mountains their areas. Either with their bare hands, they would scratch, and they were able to carve. Oh, Allah gave them the chisel and the power to bang. Bang, and they made their houses, but what strength? وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ Well, you got the Red Sea, you got Hijaz, you got the people of Aad, you got the people of Thamud. On the other side of the Red Sea, you had Egypt. So the people of Hijaz were like surrounded by these three mighty nations destroyed. But amazing it is, they were surrounded by destroyed nations. But in Hijaz, one group, Medina Munawwara, took full benefit. And one group, Makkah Mukarrama, fought against the Nabi of Allah. Same place, Hijaz. Both of them surrounded. One took full, one never want to take full. That's how the world is. Allah's mercy is there, but it is focused mercy. You can get it and you can miss it terribly also. This is what the surah speaks about. Now when it comes to that who will get the mercy of Allah, who will miss it? So Allah does not speak about who's going to get it. He only speaks about who will miss it. Who will become like Firaun? That the more Allah gave him, the worse he became. Who will become like Aad and Thamud? That they said, we want to see a camel from the rock. They saw the camel, they went worse. They said, let's kill the camel. Who will become like that? So Almighty Allah says, it got to do with this one quality. If you don't have this quality, you will have nafsa mutmainna. You will be such that Allah will say, come to me, my servant. But if you got this quality, you are Firaun, you are Thamud, you are Aad. And one day the punishment of Allah will find, Allah save us all. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, what is this quality? It is this quality where man gets the favors of Allah. And instead of appreciating, understanding is not worthy, he behaves such as though this is his right. So that when that favor is taken away, instead of crying and say, Allah, what did I do? He becomes angry with Allah. This. To get the favors of Allah and instead of appreciating, to think it's a right. This is what Firaun, Thamud and Aad did. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانِ Let's talk about man. إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ When his Rabb tests him, فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ And honors him and gives him favors. That's a test. Meaning the world is just happening. I applied for this job, I got it. I proposed for that girl, I got it. I wanted that lovely car, I got it. I wanted the phone, I got it. The business is just coming. Everything is happening. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said, he must remember I'm testing him. He shouldn't think he's the best. He's going through a test. In the test, because he sees ease, he forgets he is being tested, and in boasting he says, Rabbi akramani, that my Rabb, you know how he honored me. He calls this honor. But he's not calling it that in a manner of dua or thanking Allah, in boasting. Boasting. It's boasting. You'll see a man, you'll enter his house, he'll have a huge television screen, and he knows he doesn't watch only good things on that TV. He knows what he watches on that screen. But on top of that screen, he has a verse of Quran. Hada min fadli Rabbi. Meaning this house. When he's sitting and watching that movie, how does he look at that verse? How does he look? That you yourself are saying this whole house is the kindness of my Allah. And looking at that there, you are disobeying Allah. You yourself. You're looking at Hada min fadli Rabbi. And then you're watching Falt. Then you look up, you see how nice it's written. So Allah Ta'ala says, there are some people who think wealth is a source of, that I honored you. It's an exam. And that is why, وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ. And when the second exam comes, فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ. And Allah now starts making his sustenance tight. قَدَرَ يَقْدِرُ. Now he sees the business is not giving so well. Now he comes home. Now he's angry. He doesn't go on the musalla and cry to Allah. He's angry. He says, my Rabb has disgraced me. He becomes angry with Allah. He is supposed to become angry with himself. That for so many years Allah gave me, I never realized. But because at the beginning he never took it as a favor, he took it as a right. He would only say this word, my Allah has honored me, boasting, like I'm deserving. Allah Ta'ala says, Kalla. Kalla means nonsense. That where do you think I was honoring you one day? That were you ever worthy of being honored? Bal la tukrimun al yatim. You never ever showed honor to an orphan. You think I was going to honor you? You never showed honor to the orphan. وَلَا تَحَادُّونَ. You never ever encouraged anyone to feed a miskeen, a poor person. So what was I going to honor you? وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثِ. You used to eat the inheritance of people. أَكْلَ اللَّمَّ. Like when you say a man is not hungry, he is a wolf. I don't know what you call that animal. That he just doesn't stop. You will see one is called the wild dog. The wild dog will eat an animal while the animal is still alive. Just carry on, biting, 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 biting. Sometimes they say the whole animal gets eaten and the heart is still pumping. And they found this. They eat it so fast that the heart is still alive and there's no animal left. That's called aklal lamma. Because you get some people who take some inheritance. Before the dead man died, they already transferred all the money. Before the dead man died, that's like a unique word. The uncle never even dies still. And already he's hitting the accounts, hitting the accounts. This is called aklal lamma. At the janazah, he's still hitting more accounts, only money, only money. So Allah says, is there a reason for me to have honored you? وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. You only loved money, loved money. What are you to honor you for? When that was your condition, when you saw favors coming, you should have realized I'm testing you. Because Firaun also had favors. He had women who he wanted. He had wealth what he wanted. He had it all. But he was Firaun. And so Musa alayhi salam, he was Allah's, but he never had it. He had difficulty. Nabi Salih alayhi salam had difficulty. The people of Samud had it all. Sometimes in this world when you have it all, you sometimes start thinking, I am it all. The surah is to say, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Those on whom the mercy of Allah is falling, they're lucky. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ Those on whom the azab of Allah falling are gone. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ Those who are with Allah's men will be saved. And those who are with the enemies of Allah will be destroyed. كَلَّا Allah Ta'ala says, now listen. إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكَّا دَكَّا When the earth will be banged against each other. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا And when your Allah, meaning the command of Allah, and when the angels will come in one line, وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ And on that day when Jahannam will be brought, يَوْمَئِذِي يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانِ On that day, finally, man will wake up. وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى But where does he now have the chance to take lesson? Too late. يَقُولُ He will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي If only I had sent something front for my life. فَيَوْمَئِذٍ On that day, لا يعذب عذابه أحد No one will ever punish like how Allah punishes ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد No one will ever manage to tie the criminal like how Allah will tie the criminal You know when a man is tied and you see a lion coming to you Sometimes he gets such strength he's able to break that and run But when Allah will tie a person, he will be tied so tight that when he will see the fire coming to him, he will be unable to move. It will just be Allah's command and he will just have to face that fire and even the hand will not be able to even move slightly. Just on that day, no one will be able to ever tie a person like how Allah will tie. And then, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَ This is Quran. Okay, forget about him. Says, oh, the one who did well, come back to Allah. اِرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً Come back to Allah. Allah is happy when you are happy. Go and enjoy yourselves. Don't worry of the evil people. The surah started with the mercy of Allah. It ended with the mercy of Allah. The whole surah in between was those people who don't get the mercy of Allah. Started with the mercy, ended with the mercy. But the whole surah, why? Because in this world, majority will miss the mercy of Allah. Minority will get it. In this world, majority will miss it. Minority will get it. The surah was to indicate, to get the mercy of Allah is not easy. You'll have to make an effort to find it. And the secret of the surah was that when you are enjoying the favors of Allah, don't ever enjoy it like Fir'aun, Samud and Ad. Rather understand it's an exam from my Allah. I'm not worthy of it. If it's coming to me and I know I love wealth, I know I'm stealing someone's money, I know I don't want to help anyone else, I'm rude, I'm an oppressor, I'm a bully, I criticize, I make other people cry. And then you seeing the favors of Allah, understand that Allah says, what need I had to honor you? Like, are you anything good? I was testing you. And I tested Fir'aun, he failed. I tested Samud, they failed. I tested Ad, they failed. You don't make the mistake. Because Jahannam is going to come. And on that day you also will fail. If only I had changed. So now we're going to have someone read. We're going to read the verses from this. كَلَّا إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ I want you all to try to pick up the words. دَكَّ يَدُكُّ دُكَّ means to be banged. So when the earth will be banged against each other. جَاءَ to come. جَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ Malak means the angels. When your Allah and the angels will come in one line, صَفًّا صَفًّا Allah coming means when that special command of Allah will come. When the arsh will be brought down, وَجِيءَ جَاءَ to come, جِيءَ to be brought. When Jahannam will be brought, يَوْمَئِذٍ on that day يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانِ Zikr, man will take lesson but too late. يَقُولُ he will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي if only قَدَّمْتُ I had sinned for my life. Managed to get so much? So from there we're going to read it about two or three times. I want you to picture the scene of Qiyamah. The bang of the earth. The angels lining up. The man standing and saying, if only I had done it. Think about it. In those people you will see Aad, you will see Thamud, you will see Fir'aun. Allah make it that we find ourselves on that day with the people who will be told, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ اِرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً. The first day, when it happens, all technology falls.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي.
Now we will read the beginning of the surah. والفجر وليالٍ عشر got to do Allah's mercy. والشفع والوتر got to do with the days of Allah's عذاب. And وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْ got to do with the night, where Allah's mercy and Allah's adab was falling on the same place. One got it, one lost it. I'll read from there, and then you will read till there.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد وفرعون ذي الأوتاد الذين طغوا في البلاد فأكثروا فيها الفساد فصب عليهم ربك سوط عذاب إن ربك لبالمرصاد فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن وأما إذا ما ابتلاه فقدر عليه رزقه فيقول ربي أهانن. كلا بل لا تكرمون اليتيم ولا تحاضون على طعام المسكين وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما وتحبون المال حبا جما. صدق الله العظيم.
صلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. May Allah Ta'ala make that we read Quran, which you take lesson from it. This is beginning with الفجر وليالي عشر. May Allah Ta'ala says, هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر. That in this year is there not a sufficient qasam for the people of intelligence. Meaning even if you don't know the whole surah. Well, Fajri is a hard surah. I remember when I was in Maktab, this was the one that we wished the Ustad don't test. Because it wasn't that the short ones, this was the long one. So the surah is so long. But just that part, Allah Ta'ala says, is this not sufficient for you? هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. Sometimes just read so much. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرٍ. Only so much. And think about how Allah's mercy found some people. And how some people were so close to the mercy of Allah. But the adab hit them terribly. So close. They were so close to Nabi Salih alayhi salam. The camel was right there with them. So close. They were so close to Nabi Hud alayhi salam. So close. They were so close to Nabi Musa alayhi salam. So close to the mercy of Allah and they lost out completely. It must not happen that Allah brings us also so close to His mercy. So close. Say the masjid was right opposite his house, but he never read salam. He said he lived right near the Kaaba, but he never went for Umrah. Never went for Hajj. The deen came right next to him. The alim was his neighbor. He never changed his life. So close. So close. This is هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمٌ. That in this is there not an oath which is sufficient for the people of intelligence. Allah, let us be the people of intelligence. It can't be Allah's mercy is close to us. It has to be Allah's mercy is falling on us. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.